Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa. All right, welcome aboard. It's another day, another overnight, and Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way, Dominic Jimenez as well. Full show as we take you on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. The Midsummer Classic, baseball's annual All-Star Game. Not what it once was, nor will it ever going to be like in all probability. We get it going here. Again, full show. Brock Hines will lead it off. We will talk to a new guest, Jason Jewell. We will let him introduce himself to our audience. And then, a very, very busy show as we bring Tyler Levine into the fray today as well. We've got breaking stories all over the place. We really do. The Aiyuk request for a trade. You got the situation with Tiger showing up over at the Open Championship. We refer to it commonly as the British Open, and comments last week by Colin Montgomery didn't sit well with Tiger Woods. Brock is very good on that. Contenders and pretenders, Major League Baseball. The NBA's television and media rights deal is just stunning, sharply criticized. I mean, you got players even criticizing it. Why? Who knows? But TNT after next year out of the mix. Barkley says he's going to walk away. I will believe that when I see it as well. So a lot to get to, and the golf, Brock, in fact, will be with us not only today, but tomorrow, and we'll go deeper into it. Love Scottie Scheffler in this situation, but all eyes on Rory McIlroy. There's no doubt about it. After his collapse at the U.S. Open, his breakaway from all the controversy, well, not even controversy, just the, you know, here he goes again. He can't win a major. He chokes. You know, his marriage was on the rocks. They reconciled. The guy's been through a living hell. I'm pulling for him. I mean, he's from Northern Ireland. I you know what? You tell me on Sunday he's hoisting the claret jug and giving it a big old smoocheroonie. I love it. I also love the fact that and everybody in this country, at least in the time zone change in this country, loves the fact that starting Thursday morning, we can wake up to golf. It is fantastic. Again, thanks to Dominic Jimenez. We'll lead it off with Brock Hines. Full hour to go. Jeff and Jen are in tonight as well. The overnight alternating hours. We will delight you with our opinions and commentary here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Coming right back.
We've been here before, yeah, it's such a shame.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there. But do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, Crispy Fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Yeah.
operate responsibly.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Get the latest on Euro 24 and Copa all week long right here on Sports Byline USA. This is Tyler Levine. Join me throughout the week on Sports Overnight America starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. I break down all the action. You get opinions, analysis, and passion like you've never heard before for the greatest sport in the world, soccer. Hey, I don't mind if you listen just for the kicks. Euro 24, Copa right here on Sports Byline and worldwide on American Forces Radio Network.
All right, talking the world of sports, and you'll think this is orchestrated. Chicago will kick us off here with beginnings, and we'll have an announcement. I'm hoping later tonight, but we'll wait till tomorrow's show, just the lateness of the day and being live on the air. But the Chicago Bears, the NFC North, Zaid Hussain's going to join us, and Chicago, the Big Ten, the Big 12 football, and Geico. Just be ready for this one. Just be ready. We're very excited. But let's get him in here, Brock Hines. I haven't had him on for 3 or 4 weeks, but he's going to be a regular. We're so excited about our new deal with Sports Byline and the weekend sports saturation that we're going to offer here to hopefully the end of time. Welcome aboard, Hinesy. Brock Hines, welcome aboard. How are you?
Marty, I'm doing good. Thanks for your patience here. Landlines, which is supposed to be the, you know, solid forever about telephones, the most reliable, they're all out here. We're about to get clobbered in your old home area with massive storms here. So, hanging in there.
Yeah. When I was out there a few years ago, back in 2020 during COVID, there were power outages where you live in the Pioneer Valley, seemingly every other day. And my sister finally got a Generac generator because she's a big Fox News fan and eliminates the problems. But let's enough on that. I hope you and Lori and the family stay safe. Brock, it's All-Star night. We had the Home Run Derby. It's just too long. I tried to stay with it. It goes on forever. My Lord. But you know what I want to talk about real quick? We'll get into the midseason contenders and pretenders. But the All-Star game isn't what it used to be. I'm not going to be one of these old curmudgeons like our parents and, you know, groan and, you know, moan about the way things are. But the All-Star game, look, I'll dip in and out of it tonight. But I don't sit down and watch it for 3 hours. I just don't. How about you? All-Star game. Give me a take.
I don't either, Marty, and I think my view of it is because I just don't feel the players have the same respect for the game, and that maybe is a curmudgeon statement, too, than the players did back in the 70s and 80s. I just felt like there was more meaning back then, and I could be totally wrong on that. That's just my feeling, and I'm with you on that 100%.
Yeah, it just it lacks the juice. That being said, maybe we'll get a moment like when Reggie Jackson hit the light tower of the Transformer in Detroit, Ray Fosse, Pete Rose, epic collision at the plate. I hope we see an All-Star game one of these years. This is going to sound crazy and a little macabre, but I hope we see a bench-clearing situation in an All-Star game. It may breathe some life into it. But let's get to midseason, Brock. And, you know, contenders and pretenders will start in the American League. And that Eastern Division – and even you have got to come around on Boston. Brock, they're alive, and they're going to be in a hell of a battle with the Twins for a wild card spot. Let's start right there. We know that Baltimore, Yankees, and Boston are all contenders. Tampa may catch a little fire. They're playing dead even 500 baseball. How do you see the East and Red Sox in particular? Let's hear.
I think I'm more bullish than most people on Alex Cora. I think he's the reason that the Red Sox are in the position they are. I think he's steered the ship really well, Marty. They were expected to win 77 or about that many games, and they've already hit 53. They're on a pace to win 90 games. Certainly one of the most overachieving teams in the, not just American League East, but the American League and perhaps all of baseball. I think they've done a tremendous job. They have been gold on the road. 29-17, they are awesome. I couldn't believe it when I looked that up earlier today. Still playing sub-500 ball at home, which kind of surprises me. That is certainly one of them. Orioles and Yankees are doing what they're supposed to do, although the Yankees got off to a torrid start and have been failing lately. They're still right there. And we can talk someday about the meaning of the standings, Marty. When you and I were growing up, you would just look at the American League East and how close can you be. Now there's six playoff positions afforded, and that's, I think, a curmudgeon statement as well. I agree with you about the Rays. I think they could come around. I think the team that I'm still watching, and I couldn't believe they're playing as badly as they were in the American League, were the Houston Astros, and I still think that team has life in what is a very weak division that tied for first as far as the loss column is concerned. Cleveland, Minnesota doing what they're supposed to do, and yep. Kansas City maybe about what they're supposed to do. So that's the American League.
Yeah, and I'll go to the West, though, one more before we flip over to the National League, and that's Texas at 46-50. The defending world champions, they're the host of the All-Star game. Brock, they're only five games out of that division, and I don't believe in Seattle at all. So I can't draw a line through Texas. Can you?
I can't, no. That division is a toss-up. It's like I remember the old what was it, the NFC Central when 500 win a few years back with the Vikings and all. It's the same thing. No, I don't count Texas out, and I especially just don't about Houston. Even though they lost two or three going into the All-Star break, I think it was two, I still think they are very live, and any of those three teams can win. Angels out of it, Oakland, of course, a joke. And Marty, how about, I'm just surprised. You wouldn't be surprised to see Kansas City, in older days, being down, winning 27 games at the All-Star break, but a major market like Chicago, and I know there's a stepsister to the Cubs, but the fact that they're 27 and I think 71, that is absolutely shocking, and they're on pace to have one of the 10 worst seasons of all time.
It's a disgrace. It is. And what the ownership group has done there, we could do a whole show on it. All right, let's jump over to the National League. Philly, Atlanta alive. You know, the Mets are right there in the wild card at three games over 500. Steve Cohen's got a lot of money, and maybe they're going to stay, you know, the next 2 weeks with the buy or sell. I think the Mets may be a buyer. Milwaukee, St. Louis, Pittsburgh all in the mix. I can't eliminate, other than the real dogs, the dregs of the National League, Padres and even the D-backs who got to the World Series. The National League, Brock, is going to be, I think, very interesting to watch right through September. Let's hear. Go ahead.
I agree. You know, the National League version of the American League is the Colorado Rockies. As far as I'm concerned, it's too bad there. Otherwise, a lot of teams still alive. And you mentioned the Mets. That's a team that I like as far as the second half of the season. They were 11 or 12 games below 500 at one juncture in the spring, and they've come up and they're playing above 500 ball now. They've been hot, even though they lost their last game going to the All-Star break. If you look at their body of work through June and early July, I like it, and I think that they can sneak in as a wild card. I think the Braves should be doing better than they are. Phillies, right where they should be, playing solid baseball. Central will be exciting, and, you know, I don't know what you think, but I'm keeping my eyes on the Pirates to perhaps sneak in, depending on what happens with the pitching, because they have certainly one of the best pitchers who will be starting tonight for the All-Star game. And if he can continue Paul Skenes at his rate, I mean, being the number one pick last year in the MLB draft and coming out and actually showing everybody what he can do, I'd love it if he just really ramped it up in the second half, and I'd love to see the Pirates sneak in. I just don't know if they have the depth to do it.
Yeah, we're going to have the benefit of a longer two segments with you tomorrow. I'm going to skip and leave the NBA for tomorrow, but I want to just go to the British Open, we call it here, Open Championship there. You know, we only got a few minutes left, but Rory McIlroy, I'm rooting for him like crazy. I really am, Brock. He's had personal demons and a lot of stuff going on in his life. Scheffler looks like the horse for the course. I'm looking at the PGA statistics, the stats that matter. He's right there. How do you see the British real quick?
Real quick, Marty, I want Rory McIlroy to win. I think he's a great guy and a great player. A lot of people think fate and that this is a place for him to win, but I think the mental distractions that you cite, and I could cite if we had time, are just too much. What people will do is they will Google best wind players, and that's why Keegan Bradley, if you look at all the sharps and wise guys, they love him this weekend. I don't see him coming into it. The guy that I would see, long shot, Tony Finau, and if you want a guy to play great last week in the Scottish Open, I think Adam Scott's got another great tournament and a great four days this coming weekend where I think Adam Scott could make some noise.
Would you agree, though, that if Scheffler brings his A-plus game, Brock, it's going to be a battle for second? It just is. That's my opinion. Let me hear on that. He brings his A-plus game. Scotty Scheffler, what do you think?
He's won all the crown jewel events on the PGA Tour, including, you know, can go right down the line. And I was trying to avoid picking the favorite, but, I mean, certainly he's got to be right there. And, you know, DeChambeau's won a couple of majors, but I think if he plays his wild game, he'll find pot bunkers. That's not really that good. Scheffler, I didn't mean to just omit him. It's just I think he's a given that he is one of the best, certainly on either tour, certainly a PGA Tour.
Good job. Hey, listen, tomorrow, two full segments, your podcast here, Brock, top of the hour with Sports in 60. Doing a great job. Stay safe out there in Western New England. Good job. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Brock Hines. Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. Good job. He and his wife, Lori, in Montague, Massachusetts, a little hamlet there in the Pioneer River Valley. All right, Jason Jewell coming up. I'll tell you who he is in a moment. He'll tell you who he is. And we'll do that coming up here on Sports.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Sports Overnight America heard on great radio stations. Youngstown, Ohio, Marshalltown, Iowa, Greenwich, Connecticut, the Gold Coast of Connecticut, and New York outside New York City. I am Marty Terrell. Welcome aboard. Open Championship. We're going to be telling you about Geico and football. We'll do that later on in the week. We just got so much going on, and it's very, very exciting. You know, you heard me say in the last couple episodes on Saturday nights, we're looking at high-profile people with great wealth, professional athletes, entertainers, and the stunning, eyebrow-arching stories about hundreds, literally millions of dollars of squandered wealth. What is it? They get the wrong financial advisor. They get duped into just ridiculous investments. And what happens? They go broke. This next guest, I am telling you, I am so excited about this guy. His name is Jason Julie. He's with Carson Wealth. You can Google him. He's got a great profile. He had a personal story on how he got into the financial advisory business. And without further ado, I had to get a little sports thing in there about how some of our high-profile, very wealthy athletes end up literally going back to work after their days. They don't enjoy great retirements. We saw what happened to Shohei Ohtani with his advisor, interpreter, hundreds of millions of dollars squandered. These are mind-boggling stories, but we can bring it home to you folks listening and how you take care of your money and your wealth or whatever you have, including your golden years retirement. Jason Jewell, Marty Terrell, welcome to Sports Byline Broadcast. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. How are you, Jason?
I'm great, Marty. Thanks for having me.
How was that for an introduction, huh?
that was solid. Yeah, well, you know, the goal is to keep you in the mansion, right? You don't want to go from the mansion to the tent. You always want to stay in the mansion. So how do we do that?
Yeah, how do we? And tell us about yourself a little bit before we get into this, because this is your profession. You're extremely highly regarded. Tell us who you are and what your goals are for your customers and your people at Carson Wealth. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's important to just lay a little foundation here. You know, my inspiration started back in 2006, 2007, when I learned that my parents were misguided by a financial professional. And ultimately, that situation cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars in years off their retirement. So that really spurred me to embark on this journey to help families pursue and live out their retirement dreams. And so, you know, since that time, I've worked with about 1,500 clients, a few different firms, and really seen an array of advice and how advice is delivered. And so about 6 years ago, I changed my focus. See, Marty, I used to help really clients of any and all walks of life, whether they're opening a Roth IRA for the first time with $5,000 or whether they had $5 million+. And so, you know, what I learned was serving those 1,500 clients, the most difficult transition in life is when we're transitioning from work life to retirement. So how do we do that? How do we successfully retire so we can pursue and live out the dreams that we've dreamt, and how do we give ourselves permission to actually pursue those dreams?
We're talking to Jason Jewell, Carson Wealth. He is in West Des Moines, Iowa, and we are working towards a regular series of podcasts on, you know, managing your money, wealth management. Jason, I guess I want to get into principles now. I've talked about athletes, entertainers, high-profile people. There's a lot of wealth out there. You see it in the Midwest with farmers and some people that just fly below the radar screen. Irrespective of the amount of money, are the principles the same as people move towards those retirement years, whether they have a huge retirement nest egg or maybe a conservative one? Tell me about the principles. Are they the same or does it change as you go up the financial scale?
You know, in general, diversification is going to be key, right? Diversification is going to be ultimately very important. What's really unique, though, is in your accumulation phase. That's when you're saving and you're investing. And that's when, you know, you're really making a lot of sacrifices over the course of your working life, whether you're working late hours at the office, whether you maybe choose not to take a family vacation because your child needs to go to summer camp, and you're really building up the balance of those accounts. But the where there's a lot of differences is in that decumulation phase. And that's really where you're living your wealth. That's where you're using your resources that you've saved, that you've invested, the balances in those accounts, and how do you generate income in retirement, sustainable income, stable income, where you can continue to live in that mansion and you don't squander away those dollars, as you mentioned, and ultimately have to move into a tent.
Yeah. Again, Jason Jewell with us, Carson Wealth. Okay, so in order to manage wealth and savings, you got to start somewhere. So I guess where I want to go is, it's never too early, it's never too late. Where does it all fall? And do you help people plan for their retirement? And when should they start to engage people like yourself? In their 20s, 30s, or is there any set time? Let me hear about that.
As soon as possible. Yeah, absolutely as soon as possible. You know, we talk about the power of compounding interest and the power of truly growing your wealth and it multiplying over time. You know, you can set aside a very small amount of money at a young age and truly accumulate a really sizable nest egg. Now, for those folks who maybe weren't able to start at a young age because, gosh, we're experiencing it right now with inflation, with the prices at the gas pump, it's really difficult to make ends meet, but it's never too late to get started. And that's really important to know that it's never too late, and today is the perfect day to get started. And ultimately, designing a financial plan to give us confidence to know that, hey, I'm setting enough money aside today, I'm investing enough dollars today where I'm confident that I can retire, that I'm going to be able to live out the life of my dreams. And then it gives us permission to actually spend a few extra dollars today and live in the present. Because as we know, there's this balance, right? We don't know how long we're going to live. And so how much should we be saving? And then in the event we don't live a long life, making sure that we don't have any regrets in the event we don't make it to retirement or a long life in retirement.
Jason, you're speaking on a worldwide sports network and also nationally syndicated through iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Simple Radio, a lot of streamers, a podcast that is posted on iHeart and other places where people find their favorite podcast. I am so grateful for you because, like I said, I've made this really kind of a marching statement, mission statement of this program to get into not only athletics and celebrities and wealthy people, but what they do with their money and to create a platform for advice. Knowing full well that you're speaking to a very active, sports-related, probably two-car, two-family garage, homeowner for the most part, I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying by and large, I'm looking at the Scarborough Report as to who frequents sports radio and sports byline. What do you say to these people that are, let's just be honest, upper income, women and men, but predominantly about 73% men listening to you right now. My question for you is, what do you say to this active, upwardly mobile, I'm not going to say yuppie, but I just did, so yuppie, kind of a two-income family. What's your message to those people listening about Jason Jewell, Carson Wealth? Let me hear.
Yeah, when you think about planning for the future, the future is unknown. And I think it's really important to embrace the idea of saving, of investing, and preparing for the future. We want to ensure ourselves a bright financial future by saving and by investing. And I know we'll get into more of that down the road, but we also need to understand that life is short and that tomorrow isn't guaranteed. And by having a financial plan, I have seen so many folks set enough money aside to give them a bright financial future, but yet maybe their life was short, or maybe they had a health event that stripped away some of those retirement dreams. And so by having a true financial plan, knowing when you want to retire, understanding how much income you'd like to have in retirement, understanding what you'd like to do with those dollars, that really gives us the right foundation so we can make the right play calls, right? I think of it as blocking and tackling. We've got a preseason. In the preseason.
We
go through training camp, right? Well, that training camp, that's blocking, that's tackling, that's culture, right? We've got to have endurance. We've got all these components. That's the saving. That's the investing. That's really important. And then once we've got that 401k contribution, maybe a company match, possibly you're maxing out the 401k. You've got these investment vehicles in place. That's when we can start to get into some play calling. That's when we get into the regular season. That's when we start to potentially evaluate exactly how those dollars are invested. And are they invested in the right way based on our goals? And then ultimately, you know, you make it through the season, into the postseason, you're getting closer to retirement, and we're starting to think about, you know, the next chapter. And ultimately, the next chapter, that's retirement. And the next chapter, in a sports analogy, that's the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the pinnacle of what we're preparing for. That is retirement. The Super Bowl is retirement. But there's still a game to play. You still got to win that ring. And we still need to make sure that our money is going to last a lifetime. We need to make sure that we are still able to perform in that big game. And the beauty of retirement is that Super Bowl can last just as long as your working years. If you did things correctly, you prepared financially, and you really had that solid foundation, the blocking, the tackling, the saving, the investing.
Jason, phenomenal job. You're going to be back with us later in the week, and we're going to get into so many things. One, about how to interview someone such as yourself, how people go about it. It can sometimes be very intimidating. Some people treat it like it's going to the dentist. They're afraid, embarrassed to come in there with their bank accounts, their insurance policies, their CDs, and they're embarrassed. They should never be embarrassed. Jason Jewell, Carson Wealth, A-plus in his debut. Great job, Jason. We will talk to you later in the week.
Thanks, Marty.
I'm Marty. Yes, I am Marty Terrell. This is Overnight America. Coming right back. It's gonna take a lot of love. We won't get too far.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. All right, stay with us into the night and the early morning hours here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka and by Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 for those tough sometimes to navigate those closing costs. And we're so grateful, again, for Jason Jewell Carson Wealth. I'll just say this real quick before we get Tyler in here, Tyler Levine. I remember, being with the Celtics radio network back in 2001, Antoine Walker, and all the stories that came out in the media about the money and $110 million bankruptcy filing in Cook County in Chicago, Illinois, and it was just stunning. And then I'm doing then D-League, which is now G-League games with the Iowa Energy, or now the Iowa Wolves, doing play-by-play, and Antoine Walker was in the D-League and making $3,250 a month. And I'm not saying that that's chump change, but when you squander, it just stunned me. It just stunned me. And, you know, Antoine was just one of these guys that, again, he was a people pleaser. He had a posse, Rolexes, Rolls Royces, Bentleys, watches that would shake a stick. You couldn't shake a stick at it. It was just amazing. And then you just read about it time and time again, professional athletes, entertainers. It's just stunning. The one thing I'm going to stay away from on this program is that poor young lady singing the national anthem last night. I didn't see it. Obviously, like 300 million Americans and human beings, I hit social media in the morning. She admitted she was intoxicated. That was a sad story. The attacks that you people are making against her on social media are disgusting. She's sick. She has a disease, obviously. Alcoholism. It's serious. And she made a huge mistake. My God, pray for her. I mean, seriously, do we have to take cheap shots like that? I mean, that's easy, right? Low-hanging fruit. Disgusting, some of the things I've seen on social media. I'll leave it at that. Let's get him in here. Tyler Levine, love having him on. A very fine contributor. What's up, my friend Tyler? How are you?
How we doing?
So proud of you, man. You're doing a great job. And Southgate is out in England. He bows out. You know, he got the job kind of under weird circumstances, interim, and then parlayed that into a four-year contract. He's done a hell of a job. Is he just reading the tea leaves and taking a sense of what's going on over there across the pond and just knowing if, you know, it's just time? Is it one of those things? Give us a take on Southgate out as the coach in England. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he saw the writing on the wall and ultimately has been through a lot in terms of the criticism that he's received throughout his tenure as England's manager. It's so funny because we criticize him so much and, you know, to some degree deservingly with the tactics and, what some believe is, a waste of the team that they have. But when push comes to shove, there have been, England's golden generation of the mid-2000s, at least self-proclaimed golden generation, they never made it as far as any team managed by Southgate did. He brought them to a World Cup semifinal, back-to-back Euro finals. Unfortunately for him, what he's going to be remembered for is losing a Euro final at home, at Wembley, after taking the lead in the first minute for a Luke Shaw goal against an Italy team that was not super strong. It's a very difficult situation to understand because just calling it for what it is, England haven't won anything for the last 58 years. But the expectations are that they do win or it's a complete and utter failure, which I can understand to some degree because they do have an absolutely amazing team on paper and, just performance-wise at the club level. They have stars all over the field. And I think that, the FA and the England fans are at a point where they want someone to take them to the promised land, and they don't believe that Southgate is the guy to do that. But I think he can walk away with his head held high. I do think that they need to get a world class manager in there, and I do not think Southgate is a world class manager. But I think that there's been a little bit of someone who's contributed to this some harsh criticism in terms of that he hasn't accomplished anything because the reality of the situation is. He got them farther than most were able to throughout his career as England's manager. And I think it is time for him to go. I think they need fresh blood in there. Eddie Howe, who's the current manager of Newcastle, is being tipped to be interested in the job, and certainly someone that will be under consideration. And, you know, I'm very interested to see who steps in next because, you know, obviously the expectation is it's, you know, it's win or bust. And, you know, the England fans will not settle for anything less. But, you know, I think that if there were stronger performances and more entertaining football being played, that, you know, he might be sticking around. But it just, you know, it wasn't it. They ultimately didn't accomplish their goal, which was, you know, winning the Euro. And, you know, they haven't won anything in his tenure. And it's, you know, it's time for change.
Can we appreciate Tyler Levine with us as, again, Southgate Coach Southgate's out in England. Can we appreciate here in our country the pressure that the coach of the English national team faces? Because, you know, they always say the toughest job in America might be the presidency of the United States, and the second hardest is the head football coach at Notre Dame. But when Southgate got the job, his predecessor, Sam Allardyce, was out in a, I don't remember this, you would probably, a newspaper sting. I don't know what that was all about. Do you? And how pressure-packed is that gig as the head coach in England?
I mean, it's absolutely massive. And it's just, it's interesting because, again, they haven't won anything for 58 years, but they treat the job as if, you know, they win all the time, and if you lose, you're a complete and utter failure.
Right.
So it's a weird spot to be in. It's a certainly a, you know, a pressure-filled role to be in because the expectations are to win for whatever reason, and deservingly so. I mean, you know, England always have a pretty strong squad. If you look at the team on paper from when Southgate took over versus the team that, you know, started the Euro final, it's, you know, black and white. You know, this team that we saw is, you know, one of the strongest it's fielded since the years of, you know, Rooney, Lampard, Gerrard, and the likes of them. But, yeah, it's certainly very pressure-filled. You know, it's, for me, you know, in terms of the expectations, it's like when, you know, U.S. basketball goes to the Olympics. It's either win the gold or it's a complete and utter failure. And, you know, the England fans hold their team and their manager accountable to those standards as well, even though they haven't been able to get it done. You know, they fully expect they should be able to. And it's deserving as well. I mean, they have an incredibly strong squad, and it's not like, you know, they're winning games convincingly, at least throughout this last Euros. There was a lot of scares, and, you know, if it wasn't for a Jude Bellingham bicycle kick, it would have been out far earlier than this.
Very disturbing story in Major League Baseball. We're going to get to it coming up here in a moment, and I don't want to catch you off guard, Tyler, involving security measures, Major League Baseball, pursuant to the proliferation of legalized sports gambling. A lot of players are getting threats on their life, on their family, their kids, and we're just in a sick world right now. Hey, one other thing before we get to that story, and that is, any update on the U.S. coaching situation? Bernhalter is out. Obviously, where is that sweepstakes headed, do you think?
Well, to be honest, it's a very interesting situation to monitor. To Southgate being out, you know, it seems like we're looking abroad to bring someone in. Obviously, there are some MLS coaches who are you know, being tipped as candidates, you know, naturally. But, you know, the likes of Southgate, Rafa Benitez, you know, there's a lot of interesting candidates that are out there, but Southgate is certainly one, especially timing-wise. You know, just reading the tea leaves, it's one of those things where it's a, you know, a very interesting situation. He has had, you know, not necessarily the ultimate success in winning a trophy, but, you know, he's gotten his team far in these tournaments. I personally wouldn't want to see it. But, you know, Klopp has said that he's not interested in the job. And we'll, you know, we'll see where this takes us, but it's a very interesting situation to monitor the, you know, where Southgate is at, in his career. And I'm very curious to see if they extend him an offer.
It's been legal for years and years and years in the betting shops in England, whether it was William Hill or whether it was Ladbrokes, anybody, the betting shops in England, it's come stateside now, and now we've got messes. We've got scandals, NFL players, college players gambling, NBA suspensions, Jontay Porter gone for his life, facing federal charges, and now we're getting players who are going to Major League Baseball security officials. And they're afraid to go to their car at night if they know that they've been bet on individually with their statistics, or they're on a team, or they're obviously on a team that maybe someone was on the wrong side of. Tyler, I don't know what your thoughts about this is, but man, oh, man. I mean, it's just crazy. But listen, it's been going on forever, but now it's just in full view. So the protection and the security when there's, you know, when there's a betting irregularity, Major League Baseball's all over this. They can see it. So I understand the people who come out and condemn it. I don't do it. I don't talk about it on my show for obvious reasons. If people know my story, I don't want to make this about me. What I do want to know is Major League Baseball's got a mess. Professional sports and even college sports have a mess on their hands here. Give me some thoughts real quick.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of player safety, I think that, you know, it's obviously ridiculous for someone to actually go after a player for, you know, not covering the line on whatever prop bet you decided to fire off. In terms of players being involved in, you know, illegal activities, it just makes no sense to me. You know, you're getting paid millions of dollars. You're going to risk it all for what? You know, and a lot of these guys, it's not even, not that it would justify it if it was a substantial amount of money, but like comparatively speaking to what they're making on their contract, to what they're risking on these games, you know, like what's the point? It seems like you're going to get caught no matter what. And you know, fans are insane. We know that we saw this firsthand at the Copa America final. Like, people are nuts. I don't personally think that players should be really looking too far into it. Like, you know, what is ultimately a DM really going to do? You know, does it hurt your feelings? Of course, but like, that's been going on since the beginning of time. You know, fans criticize players and they do it a lot of times undeservingly, but like, that's not new to me. I do agree to, you know, being worried, you know, but like, again, like these stadiums are packed with security. These guys have their cars, generally speaking, parked in private areas that are guarded.
Right.
I don't think they need to be too concerned about that. But it sucks that there are a handful of fans and, you know, that do take it that extra mile. I don't think it's necessary, obviously. But you know, it is what it is to some degree. Like, you know, this is what you signed up for. It's why you get paid millions of dollars to do what you do. You're under the spotlight. You can't expect everything to be sunshine and rainbows, you know, when you don't perform ultimately.
No question about it. You into the All-Star game at all tonight? You're younger than me and my earlier guest, Brock Hines. I'm wondering about your generation. You guys into this Midsummer Classic, or is this just take a night off and watch something else?
It's taken night off for me, to be honest. I'm not too into the All-Star stuff. But the other thing about it is it's the age of social media. Like, anything important that happens, I'm going to see. You know, I don't want to sit down and watch it. To be honest, there's a lot going on in the world of soccer right now that I'm still, you know, following up on. I've been really active on Twitter. Kylian Mbappe unveiled as a Real Madrid player. You know, so the champions, you know, the Champions League winners of last year just got a hell of a lot better signing, you know, potentially the best player in the world, so they'll be odds-on favorites to win it again. I'm very curious to see how he's going to fit into their lineup. There's been a huge controversy, you know, with Enzo Fernandez of Argentina that we can get into. You know, after the break, do we have a break coming up?
Yeah, in fact, we're going to go to break, and I want to save it for tomorrow because I got to do a little tube talk. We'd only have 2 minutes on the other side. I want you tomorrow. I got Brock for 2 segments. I need you in the same time, same station tomorrow. Good job out of you, Tyler.
Perfect. Thank you. Looking forward to
you. You have a good night. We appreciate it. Very good. Very eloquent on the situation with security in professional and college sports. I'm Marty Terrell, coming back on Sports Overnight.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, American League, National League All-Star game tonight down in Arlington, Texas. So we shall see. I'll dip into it. Good point by Tyler Levine, too. You know, with social media, get updates on your phone. If something develops, obviously you can bring it up on your phone or your TV or your laptop, wherever you are. I'll pay attention. I will. I get into it once the game starts, but last night, the home run derby was good, but it just went on forever. My God, it's on and on and on. So they gotta streamline this stuff. You know, baseball has sped up with the pitch clock, and, you know, the batters are getting in the box swinging away. And, you know, they ought to take a page out of that new mantra that they have, because we've seen games. And I don't know what the official statistic is, but games have been pared back. They really have. I've watched more baseball this season, no kidding, than I have in a long time, and it's because of that. We're getting games in 2 hours and 20, 2 hours and 40. For a while there, you had to block out 3.5 hours. You really and truly did. And not always 3.5, but at least, you know, 2:45 to 3 hours and 15 minutes. It fell in that half-hour window, and it's just – it's long. And it's very difficult, you know, if you're on the East Coast, because if you're a fan of a team, perhaps you grew up out West. Good luck with that. But they have taken some good measures. They really have. You know, listen, you got some WNBA tonight. I mean, Connecticut Sun, New York Liberty, I'm sure it'll pop up somewhere on the tube tonight. That's a decent game at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. That will be a decent game in the Big Apple tonight. So anytime they get together, those two very, very formidable franchises on the East Coast, we shall see. Indiana Fever and Caitlin looked good the other night against, who was it they played? I saw them. Indiana played. It was a nice win. Oh, Minnesota, the Lynx. It was very good. All right. Good job out of the whole crew. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez, Brock Hines, Jason Jewell, and Tyler Levine. I'm Marty Terrell. Stand by throughout the night with more sports talk following the top of the hour sports updates and Sports in 60 with Brock Hines. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.